We'll be right back. Rachel Sweet off an import album we have in the station. One of the harder albums to try to cue up here on the station. It's a complete white vinyl album, which makes it a real hassle trying to cue it up. But anyway, we were able to do it. And again, like I say, it's a imported thing, Rachel Sweet. And according to the picture cover, she looks like she might be about 14 years old. Anyway, brand new album here. We got quite a few imports here, which we'll be playing throughout the evening. Coming up shortly, we're going to be doing McGuinn, Clark, and Hillman. But let me just tell you what we've been doing. Let's see, Desmond Child and Rouge doing Our Love Is Insane, followed by Kim Carnes, her new album, and doing Skeptical Shuffle. We had her album in here a couple weeks ago, but unfortunately when we received it, it appeared that somebody had taken several big chunks out of the plastic. Nothing we can do about it. About 8 minutes before 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock we'll have ABC Network News coming up with a complete coverage of what's happening down at the Three Mile Desert.
Listen, it occurred to me that I may never get my head together, what with one thing and another. So here's what I want to tell you. The secret for coping with this crazy mixed-up life is not inside your own head.
It's on your radio at 91.7 megahertz, WNEC-FM in Henniker, New Hampshire.
Can't get no sleep at night. find me turning, tossing. Something wrong, I don't know what it is, but I will in the morning. In the morning light. With a long and lonely night. With nobody there just to hold my hand. Or the last one to treat me right. First one to say, baby, understand. Won't you understand? I just don't feel it. I just don't feel it anymore. I'm sorry, baby. My feet are walking out the door. Out the door.
American Information Radio, Bob Windsor reporting. President Carter says the next few days will bring important decisions on the fate of a damaged nuclear reactor at Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania. The president took a 10-minute tour of the control section of the plant and later told reporters in nearby Middletown,
"I've learned that the radiation levels are being very carefully monitored throughout the area. And any trend toward higher levels would immediately be reported to me and to Governor Thornburg and others. And every effort will be made to keep those radiation levels down to the present state, which is quite safe for all concerned."
President Carter did not use the word evacuate, but he did say if residents around the plant are asked to take appropriate action, they should follow instructions to the letter. In Washington, Ralph Nader said an evacuation of the area around Three Mile Island should begin right now. Nader says it should be a stage-by-stage pullout of people living within 30 miles of the reactor site. And he explained his reasoning this way.
"Emergency evacuation procedures and drill experience are quite inadequate there as well as areas around other nuclear plants. This requires, consequently, the use of all the available time for an orderly evacuation."
Nader also told that Washington news conference he thinks the Pennsylvania crisis spells the beginning of the end of atomic power in the U.S. A Teamster lockout, that story coming up.
Red hot women and ice cold beer.
The New England College Concert Committee is proud to present a special Easter Sunday concert starring the New Riders of the Purple Sage at 8 p.m. in Bridges Hall.
She walks up from the back of the hall. You know she's jumping and a bumping. Man, she's really something. Came to hear the music, that's all.
Opening the show for the New Riders will be Warner Brothers and Arista recording artist Eric Anderson.
"Well, he's got nothing better to do, but won't you give me some kind of sign? I've been sitting here waiting for you. I've been waiting all day, guys."
April 15th at 8 p.m. in Bridges Hall, a special Easter concert featuring Eric Anderson and starring the New Riders, the Purple Sage.
Red hot women and ice cold beer.
The trucking industry has declared a nationwide lockout of Teamsters just hours after union drivers and warehouse workers began what the Teamsters called a selective strike that would not hurt the public. The Executive Committee of Trucking Management says it declared the shutdown because the strike is causing a major disruption of services, not a limited one. When the walkout began early today, both sides in the contract negotiations said they'd be willing to talk again, but Teamster spokesmen say no new talks have been planned. Negotiators for United Airlines and the Machinist Union plan to reopen their talks in Washington this week, trying to end the strike that has grounded the nation's largest air carrier for 2 days. In Chicago, ABC's Matt Quinn reports the union could get wage hikes outside President Carter's guidelines.
United Airlines spokesmen say the settlement, when it comes, between United and the striking machinists and aerospace workers, will be exempt from President Carter's wage guidelines. The reasons are complicated. They go back to a settlement between the union and TWA. The TWA settlement came before those guidelines and was regarded as setting an industry pattern. But the machinists rejected a similar offer from United and may now be in the position of being able to ignore Carter's anti-inflation guidelines. Matt Quinn, ABC News, Chicago.
The United strike forced the Colorado High School band to cancel a spring trip to Hawaii. One of the band members says he'll put the money that would have gone for tickets toward a pilot's license. This is American Information Radio. A story on a wedding in a moment.
The National Park Service has almost 300 new vacation ideas for you this year, at least one for every national park in the country. Hi, I'm Bobby Gentry, and if you want a park experience you'll have time to enjoy, then the folks at the National Park Service suggest you take your next trip during an off-season. You're going to see all the animals, flowers, and a lot more you miss in the summer, and no crowds or lines. A chance to really get into nature.
A message in the public interest by the National Park Service, Department of Interior.
If all has gone as scheduled, newspaper heiress Patty Hearst should now be Mrs. Bernard Shaw. The wedding took place at Treasure Island Naval Station in San Francisco Bay this afternoon. Soviet-built jets from Tanzania have bombed Uganda's Entebbe Airport. An apparent attempt to cut off President Idi Amin's troop and supply lifeline to Libya. Libyan forces have been helping Amin repel an invasion by Tanzanian troops and Ugandan exiles. I'm Bob Windsor, ABC News, for American Information Radio.
Thank you, Bob. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on WNEC-FM in Henniker, New Hampshire. I'm Dr. Frog, going to be in here until 9 o'clock. And then I guess we have a tape program coming up of with Dave and the spotlight of some artist. More on that coming up later. Weather for today, tomorrow, and the next day. Variable cloudiness tonight. Low temperatures 30 to 35 degrees. Thickening cloudiness tomorrow. Rain likely by afternoon. High temperatures tomorrow 44 to 49 degrees. Rain tomorrow night and Tuesday. Low temperatures will be 35 to 40 degrees. High on Tuesday near 50. Light northeast winds tonight becoming east to southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour tomorrow. Probability of precipitation is 10% tonight, 60% tomorrow, and 90% tomorrow night. Presently it is 38 degrees under cloudy skies outside in Henniker, New Hampshire. Did you know there is a need for an assistant business manager for WNEC-FM? The student must be eligible for work study and duties include some bookkeeping and typing. Hours will be arranged from 2 to 6 hours per week. If interested, please leave a note specifying your previous experience either here at the radio station or in Box, New England College Box, that is, 57. From all you people just returning from vacation, welcome back to good old dreary New Hampshire. I guess a lot of people went down to Florida and got a pretty nice tan. Some went to Pennsylvania and got a pretty nice burn.
Okay, it's a song by the Chips.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have and you wish you had some meat. Bow, bow, bow. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Bow, bow, bow. The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow. What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bow, bow.
Kill me.
Thank you.
The Guess Who off their brand new album. All this for a song doing Raising Hell on the Prairies. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock on WNEC-FM. I'm Dr. Frog. I'm in stereo. So is this radio station. We're in Henniker. And we're going to be here for a while anyhow. Coming up shortly, we're going to be doing some new writer stuff. And let me remind you that they're going to be in concert here at New England College Easter Sunday. What did we play earlier? Well, let me just tell you what we started out with. Survivors, right after the news, talking about the nuclear power plant by Cindy Bullins. Rubber Biscuit, Blues Brothers, By Request, The Police, doing I Can't Stand Losing You. It goes out to Allie. And Average White Band, When Will You Be Mine? Just got a notice in here that our beloved covered bridge is in trouble there. One of the cement, not cement, but the granite blocks might have been slipping out of place there. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is down there checking it out, seeing what's happening. And they are, of course, involved because it is in part of their floodplain. So don't cross over the covered bridge tonight. You never know what might happen. Again, could be slipping off its pillars. That's the covered bridge right here on New England College campus.
Thank you.
You're tuned to WNEC-FM in Henniker, New Hampshire, the voice of New England College.
Disco ball. I'm on the